Shalom Aleichem, Shabbos Shalom. We are dedicating this year to the memory of the Holy Ger Rebbe, who we are going to tell about, the Heilige Bais Yisrael, who was the Rebbe of Moriva Rabbi, the Talmud Rebbe Shlita. I've heard much over the years from the Rebbe Shlita about the Bais Yisrael, and it's Mechazik and Muna to hear about Tzaddikim. Everything we're going to tell is from impeachable sources, and we'll begin. The Holy Rebbe, Rabbi Yisrael Alter Migur, was born in the year Tufresh Nun Hei, which is 1895, to his father, Rabbi Avraham Mordechai Migur, the author of the Imre Emes, the son of the Sfas Emes, and the grandson of the Chidush HaRim. And he received an education of Torah and Kedusha, and to despise the excessive engagement in the physical pleasures of this world, he made a shidduch with the daughter of his uncle, Rabbi Yaakov Meir Biderman, and he lived in Warsaw. Like his forefathers, he didn't want to get benefit from other people, and he spent a little bit of time doing business, and most of his time was devoted to growing in Torah and Yiras Shemayim. And even then, he already showed signs of being a great leader. He founded groups of young people to be Osek in Torah and Chassidus. And with his great mind, he knew every one of the thousands of Bachrim in Warsaw that were Ger Hasidim. When World War II broke out, he suffered a great deal. His wife and his daughters were killed in the Holocaust. And he ran away. He was able to escape together with his father. He got to Eretz Yisrael. It's a brach and a mensch, a broken person, because of the loss of his own family and the loss of Klal Yisrael, so many people that we lost. He was his father's right-hand man. His father was already an older man then, and he would guide young people in Torah and Avoda. In Shavuos, in the year 1948, Tavshin Ches, his father was Nifter, and the yoke of leadership fell on the shoulders of young Rabbi Yisrael, relatively speaking, young. When he was appointed the Ger Rebbe, that made him one of the great leaders of religious Judaism, religious Jews. With his wisdom and his understanding, he knew how to relate to every person. And his Beis Medrash came a place where people came, all types of people, for chizuk, for encouragement. He had a tremendous amount of patience, especially for those of a bitter heart, those Holocaust survivors. For many of them, he was like a father and a mother. The Rebbe demanded of his Hasidim constant growth. He despised superficiality, and he put a great emphasis on Kedusha in the world of Arayas and Staklis and constant engagement in Torah study. And he built institutions for boys, for girls. 29 years the Beis Yisrael led his Hasidim and Klal Yisrael from his Hoy, from his Chatzar in Yerushalayim. And he saw Doris of Bnei Torah, Hasidim, and Anshei Maisa. On the 2nd of Adar in Tavshin Lamed Zayin, 1977, he returned his pure soul to his Maker, and he's buried in the Gerer section of Har HaZeisim. The Holy Beis Yisrael was born on the 25th of Tishrei in 1895. When he was 8 days old, he entered into the bris of Avraham Avinu at the right time. The Sfas Emes was his sandik at his bris. The Sfas Emes was very, very happy, even more than they always saw. Sfas Emes always looked happy, but in this day he looked particularly happy. His son, Sfas Emes' son, a guy in a tzaddik, Reb Nechemya Halter, who didn't have children for many years, saw that this is an auspicious time to be Poli Yeshua. He got up the guts, and after the bris, he went up to his father, the Rebbe, and he asked for a bracha, Leipakid Zvay Yeshua Verachamim, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu should give him a child. And in fact, he was zeichet that the Sfas Emes promised him and said, Vestabin, you're going to have children. Less than a year later, he had a daughter, who's the Rebbetzin Yuta Hena, who married the Lev Simcha. The Beis Yisrael's brother, the Ger Rebbe. The Gedolei Hasidim said that the Sfasemes felt that this very special child had a very pure neshama, and he's going to fire up Jews and excite them about Avodas Hashem, and that's why he was so happy, and he was able to be Mashpia Shefa, and he gave this bracha to his son, who ended up having a daughter first. And when he got older, the Yisrael, the Sfasemes, was makariv him. He loved him in a special way. One time on Sukkot, the Sfasemes was sitting in his sukkah, and he was mamik in a tifa sugya. And the Beis Yisrael, who was a young child, didn't understand that he's not allowed to bother his grandfather and interrupt his thoughts. He comes in running into the sukkah, and when the Sfasemes saw him, he stopped his deep thoughts, and he started talking to him with love. And then he said goodbye. Soon after, another grandson came into the sukkah. But the Sfasemes asked him if he can just leave and not interrupt his learning. The child was insulted, and he says, Yisraelka was here a few minutes ago, and the Rebbe didn't ask him to leave. The Sfasemes said, Geistich zu gleichen zu a Rebbe. Are you coming to equate yourself to a Rebbe? He already felt that the Beis Yisrael had Rebbe Shekoichos to lead the people. From another story, we can see the great value that the Sfasemes had for the Beis Yisrael. The Sfasemes usually didn't dance during the Hakafas and Simchas Torah. He would just walk when a Sefer Torah was in his hand, deep in thought, 1 year. The Beis Yisrael received the Torah for Hakafa, and everybody was amazed when the Sfasemes went to dance with him. These stories were told by Goyen HaChassid of Yaakov Meir Alter, the oldest son of the Pnei Menachem. Rabbunim Levin relates that he heard from the Beis Yisrael that until by the age of 20 he had finished Shas 5 times, and one time he said that the Olam thinks that I smoke because I have taibas. By 18, I broke all my midas. By 18, I was already completely in control of all my midas. And the Rebbetzin related that the Rebbe made a condition with her at the wedding that she should never change the menu of his meals. For decades, same exact food every single day. Wow. One of the more difficult sagas of the Haredi community in Eretz Yisrael, there was a certain political personality that didn't follow the words of the Beis Yisrael in a very crude way. The Lev Simcha went to this person's house, the Beis Yisrael's brother, who later became Rebbe himself, and he said, I can't understand you. How come you're not afraid of him? This is a person who, yet when he was in Poland, a young man, Malachim and Srafim Chardim Mipanov, even the angels were afraid of him. You're not afraid of him? Yaakov Meir Alter tells a story from the Baal Maisa, Rabbi Chassid of Yaakov Kornfeld, that already in Poland, the Beis Yisrael saved him in a wondrous way. Maisa Shaya Kachaya, Rabbi Yaakov, worked in Poland in front of the, and before the war, dealing with metals, iron. And the day came, and he was offered by a certain businessman who he didn't know a great quantity of iron for a very, very cheap price. And Rabbi Yaakov wanted to buy this iron. And they set a time and a place that they should meet, and he's going to give him all the money in cash that day. Rabbi Yaakov left his store early in order to make sure that he gets the schayra, and with the money in his pocket he ran with such great simcha in order to get the schayra. Suddenly he meets the Beis Yisrael, who was then a younger man, a young avrech, and he asks him, where are you going? And he started talking to him about this and about that. And when you're talking to the Beis Yisrael, you're talking to the Rebbe's son, you can't just say, gotta go, see you later. So he answered every question he asked. He answered with Mipnei HaKavod. And the whole time he's on Shpilkas, he wants to get and do the business deal already. It's a mitzvah. After a few minutes, the Beis Yisrael looks at his watch and he says to him, Kenz Shoin Gain, you can go. Now you can go. So he kolod nishmas abo. He runs, Rabbi Yaakov runs to meet this businessman. But when he gets there, all of a sudden everything became black. This man was in handcuffs and there were policemen there. And it turns out that the schayer was stolen. And if he would have bought it from him, it would have all been taken away and would have lost all of his money. And B, he probably would have been arrested also. So the Beis Yisrael engaged him in conversation. He saved him. Reb Shmuel Cohen was called Reb Shmuel Yuniver, who was an orphan in Poland, received a gift for his bar mitzvah money to travel to the Imre Emes. When he was waiting to come in, the Rebbe, the Beis Yisrael, who was then a younger man, came in and he said, from Banan Vista Yid, where are you from? And he said, I'm from Yuniv. That's why he's called Reb Shmuel Yuniver. And the Beis Yisrael said to him, there in Yuniv, there are a lot of forests. You can hide there, and nobody's going to know that you're there. And Reb Shmuel didn't understand, what's the Rebbe's son talking about? Why would he need to hide in a forest? Relates his son, Avraham Mordechai Cohen of Haifa, that after a few years the war broke out and he remembered what the Beis Yisrael told him. He ran to the forest of Yuniv. He was there 3.5 years, and because of this, Baruch Hashem, he was saved. His son lived in Haifa. Told this story to Shlomo Zalmina Weinberg, the Rebbe Shlita of Talmud's brother. It's hard to describe how much Hasidim loved the Rebbe. In the year Tavshin Lamed Aleph, Beis Yisrael became very sick, and the doctor said they can't help him, they can't heal him. And when the Hasidim heard this, they didn't know what to do, Meirov Tzar, and they all got together to daven, to dive into the heavens, to mivatal gzeira, and they take a dive in b'shtab chasanefesh, and they resolve that their tefillah opened the heavens, and b'derech nesu pela, the Rebbe got up from his bed, and he walked again like a regular person. He became healthy. The Heilige Pnei Menachem said, "Chaba hargosha, as der oilam hotem, ois gebeten." That I have this feeling that the people with their tefillahs, because of what they asked for the Rebbe, they got him back the matana. To the Hasidim he related like a merciful father, and he worried about all their everything they lacked, and specifically those young people whose parents were killed in the war, he was makarev, he was mechazek, like a father and like a mother. There was a certain bacher who came to the Beis Yisrael and he said he has aches in his teeth. The Rebbe put his fingers on his teeth and he said, where does it hurt you? And he was calming him down and he wanted to feel where exactly the pain was. He said, here or here. And this love that the Beis Yisrael gave this young man eased the pain, the yisurim that he felt. The Rebbe put a special emphasis on getting up early in the morning, 4 o'clock in the morning, and learn before davening the Beis Medrash. At this time, the Rebbe would go around, and he would see who's there and who's not there. And those who came to learn were zochet to special kiruv. And he would call these people and he would tell them to come and drink tea with him. Moriv Rabbi Shlita has a number of great tea stories of him drinking tea with the Rebbe. Relates Rabbi Yaakov Meir Alter, again the Beno Bechor of the Pnei Menachem, once a chassid was asked what time he got up that morning. He said, "I got up at 5. And the Beis Yisrael wasn't happy with that answer. He said, "Ich bin schon alt und krank. I'm already old and sick and I got up earlier." He used to say, Pshat in the Pasuk, Bramidbar Tesvav Chof, Reishis Ariso Seichem. The beginning of your dough, that the Reishis has to be B'kedushim Tyra. Pasuk puts an emphasis on the beginning. You have to give the beginning to Hashem. So if you start off with purity at the beginning, you start off well, then your whole day is going to be good. The Rebbe put a lot of kochus in making sure that the Bachrim live B'kedusha B'tayra, they don't have Erhurim, Chas V'Shalom, Dvarim Asurim. And we know that in Ger they have this special Kedusha, special emphasis on Kedusha. Relates for Bunim Levin, Zichron Levracha, Hashem Yishmereo V'Yechayeo, excuse me, he should be remembered for good, but he should live a long life. That sometime before the passing of his very, very famous and chashuv brother-in-law, Rabbi Chassid, Rabbi Yitzchak Meir Alter, he asked him, Rabbunim Levin asked him, if he could tell him a story that has never been told. So he said, "I'll tell you." In Yerushalayim, there was a big Jew, his name was Rav Hirsch Kinzlacher, known as the Sevener Rav. One time the Rebbe came to visit the Sevener Rav in the morning. Together with Rabbi Yitzchak Meir. And this Rav was beginning to daven. And the Rebbe didn't want to disturb him. The Rav said, "No, I can daven afterwards. The Rebbe is here in Chaval in every minute." And the Rebbe said, "Yeah, but you're davening for Mashiach." And the Rav said, "No." "Right now, I'm considered an Adam Chashev. People give me kavod wherever I go. The Ger Rebbe comes to visit me. When Mashiach comes, there's not going to be room for me at the end of the table. Nobody's going to say, I'm going to be a nothing. We think I'm davening for Mashiach," the Rebbe, he said as a joke. And the Rebbe smiled when he heard this answer. And then the Rav said, "But the Rebbe could and must daven for the Geula." The Rebbe got very serious and he said with great awe, "I don't know where I'm going to find a grave deep enough to bury myself when I see my father. I see my forefathers. I don't know, I'm going to find an abyss that's deep enough that I can hide so that my grandparents and great-grandparents won't see me, see how low I am. But what can I do? I was mafkir myself. I gave everything away just to to be able to help Klal Yisrael, but I myself am in a very low state. It says in the pasuk, "Ani chosencha Yitzro boy lecha, v'yishtecha u'shnei bonea." Ah, Yisro, I'm coming to you. Your wife and your two children. Charet Shver. Why does it say Ushnei Boneha? It should say Ushnei Bonecha. It should say Ani Chosencha Yisro Bailecha Vishtecha Ushnei Bonecha. Your two children. Why does it say her two children? They're also Moshe's children. And it's just the Zohar. At that time, Moshe Rabbeinu was an Isha Loikim. He didn't have Shaychas Gashmis to his sons. And therefore, you can't say Elu Banecha. You can't say these are your sons. Moshe Rabbeinu is Moshe Nefesh for Bnei Yisrael. He has no Shaychas to his Gufa Gashmi. He has no Yachas of father to son. In this context, the Baal HaMaisa, the Mori Rabbi Shlita, the Tolna Rebbe, related the following story. The Derech of the Heilige Bais Yisrael was to spend time in Haifa in the summer. And since the Rebbe Shlita, the Tolna Rebbe's father-in-law, Harav Weissblum, Zecher Tzadik Livracha, lived in Haifa, the Tolna Rebbe had a good reason to be able to be with the Rebbe, because he was with his father-in-law anyway. And then, naturally, in Haifa, there's a lot fewer people than there are in Yerushalayim. So it gave the Tolna Rebbe, as a very, very young man, an opportunity to spend more time with the Rebbe, with the Beis Yisrael. So he was zeiche for 2 years, almost every day, early in the morning when everyone was still sleeping, to be in the presence of the Beis Yisrael. And until this day, he still has the good taste of those days. Maisa Shaya Kachaya, there was a chassid from Yerushalayim who had a familial connection to the Beis Yisrael. And he wanted to come to Haifa to talk to the Rebbe. But since the Rebbe, who was well known, was in Haifa in order to rest, and nobody was supposed to bother him unless it was extremely urgent, this person asked the Tolna Rebbe, the future Tolna Rebbe, to ask in his name that he should be able to come to Haifa to talk to the Rebbe. Note, the next day, the Tolna Rebbe asked the Beis Yisrael, he said, "Ploni Almoni, wants to come and speak to the Rebbe." And the Rebbe said, I came here to rest." I told the Rebbe wanted to help this person. He said, "Yeah, he's a relative." And the Rebbe said, "A relative? A relative? Let me tell you a maisa that I heard from Reb Shlomo Kotzker. Reb Shlomo Kotzker was an alta yid who was zeichet to see the Kotzker Rebbe, and the Beis Yisrael was." Spent a lot of time with him in his youth. He tells a lot of stories about him. Reb Shlomo Kotzker. He related that one time the brother of the Kotzker Rebbe came to Kotzk. The Kotzker was already famous as a big Rebbe. And his brother heard about this. He came to visit him. But Kotzk, like in Kotzk, there was no rules. Sometimes the Rebbe would receive people, sometimes not. When he would receive people, not everybody would be able to get in. The Rebbe's brother, who was there, turned to the Hasidim and he said, "He's the Rebbe's brother. They should let him go in before. He shouldn't even have to wait online." The Hasidim didn't listen to him. They didn't care about his yichus. And the brother said again and again, I should get in. I'm his brother. I'm the Rebbe's brother." The Hasidim were busy with their own business. They weren't interested in what he had to say. In the meantime, there was a kol rash gadol, and it even reached the room of the Heilige Kotzker. The Kotzker opened up his door. Everyone ran away except for the Rebbe's brother who stood there. And the Kotzker said, "What's the big tumult? What's going on over here?" And the brother said, "Ich bin dein Bruder. I'm your brother. I asked for the Hasidim should let me go first because I'm the Rebbe's brother." But they didn't pay any attention, and that's what caused the whole tumult. Kotzker gave him a sharp look and he said, think in Yiddish he said, ich hab vergessen von eigener Pleitzis. Ich will gedenken von dir. I forgot about my own shoulders. I forgot about myself. I'm going to remember you. Meaning that once you're a Manig Yisrael, the whole family thing is just out. You have to worry about all Klal Yisrael. And that's what the Beis Yisrael told the Rebbe when he said that this person is in your family. And the Ger Rebbe said that in Kusk, the Talmidim heard this story, and with it they answered, Akasha the Maharsha. The Gemara asks, who made Miriam a Mitzora? If Aaron did it, he's a brother. And a Karov can't be Maskir, he can't put somebody in quarantine. And if you're going to say Moshe did it, Moshe's a Tzar, he's not a Kohen. A Kohen can't see Nagayim, he can't look at Tzaras. Frektamai Hashem, Pashat Akasha, why does the Gemara have to come on to Tzar? This is about Aaron, he's a brother, Moshe's a brother also. Moshe's also Pasul Mitam Tzar. But now with this story we understand the answer to the question. Moshe Rabbeinu was already a Malach. He didn't have any familiar relationships, he wasn't a brother anymore. He was not a Kohen, that the Gemara can say, but not a brother. Bit of history and insight into the Holy Beis Yisrael and Makelas HaChassidim Bechlal, and I hope to continue this series about this Rebbe and hope to get up to other Rebbes also. And we should be Zoche Lilmodu Lelamed Lishon Velasas Velechas Bedarkei Tzadikim Uleskasher Lestabik B'Tzadikim Amen V'Amen Shalom Shalom Sviris to most beloved friends.